愿大家平安。
Peace to all of you.
好，我们最近读经进度在读以赛亚书。
We've been recently reading the book of Isaiah.
今天晚上啊，我们跟大家一起来学习以赛亚书的35章。
This evening, I'd like to study the book of Isaiah chapter 35 together.
以赛亚书的35章。
Isaiah 35.
35章的第八节。
Isaiah 35, verse 8.
请。
A highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for the one who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it.
第九节。
Verse 9. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious animal go up on it.They will not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there.
这个第八节里面讲，有一条大道称为圣路。
And so verse 8 says that there will be a highway called the highway of holiness.
然后，这是专为俗民行走的。
And this highway is for those who have been redeemed.
那污秽的人，不能够走在上面。
Those that are unclean will not walk on it.
那这一条大道，到底是什么？
And what is this highway exactly?
我们知道，这个，以赛亚书35章以前呢，都是在讲神的审判。
We know that prior to this chapter, the book of Isaiah speaks of the judgment of God.
因为神的百姓，离开神拜偶像。
Because the people of God departed from him and worshipped idols.
所以借着先知的预告，他们会被掳到巴比伦70年。
And according to the prophet's foretelling, they would be exiled to Babylon for 70 years.
70年以后要再回来耶路撒冷敬拜他们的神。
After 70 years, they would return to Jerusalem to worship their God.
所以这个35章有两个意思。
And so chapter 35 has two meanings.
从字面上的意思就是以色列百姓从被掳归回，那一路上那一种欢喜跳跃的心情在赞美神。
On the one hand, it is about the return of the people of God to Jerusalem.And the joy and celebration that they experienced.
所以这条大道，就是通往耶路撒冷神的殿的这一条路。
And so this highway of holiness was the highway to the temple in Jerusalem.
但是更重要的是，以赛亚书是旧约的福音书。
But even more importantly, the book of Isaiah is the gospel of the Old Testament.
所以以赛亚书所描写有一个国度。
And it describes a kingdom.
就是弥赛亚的国度。
It is the kingdom of Messiah.
那这个被赎赎民，就是被赎的要走在这一条路到耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
Those who are redeemed will walk on this highway to Jerusalem.
那今天谁是被赎的？
And who are those who have been redeemed today?
圣经告诉我们，我们是神重价买来的。
The Bible tells us that we were bought with a great price.
所以今天被赎的就是我们每一个人。
And so the redeemed refers to each and every one of us.
那他的赎价就是主耶稣的宝血。
The price of redemption is the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣在看我们跟我们在看我们非常不一样。
And so Jesus looks at us differently from others.
有时候我们看自己觉得非常的卑微。
Sometimes we see ourselves as very lowly.
好像世界上多我一个也没有多什么，少我一个也没有少什么。
As if I were missing in this world, the world would not miss anyone.
但是一个这么卑微的人，主耶稣用他的宝血，把我们救赎出来。
But such a lowly person as I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
洗净我们的罪。
He has washed our sins away.
所以从今以后，我们不是污秽的人。
And so we are no longer unclean people.
我们是俗民。
We are redeemed.
我们要走在这一条圣洁的道路上。
We will walk on this highway of holiness.
那这一条路要通往哪里去？
And where does this highway lead us?
通往圣城新耶路撒冷。
It leads us to the New Jerusalem.
就是来到神的面前来敬拜神。
Which is before the Lord to worship him.
那首先我们来看这个弥赛亚的国度，这个王啊。到底是怎么样的一个王？
So let us first look at who is this king of this kingdom of Messiah.
好，我们先来看以赛亚书的第九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
第九章第六节。
Isaiah 9 verse 6. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us.And the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
这里讲有一个婴孩为我们而生。
A child is born to us.
这个我们就是世界上每一个人。
Us refers to everyone in this world.
那这个婴孩啊，下面讲政权要担在他的肩头上。
And it says that the government will rest on his shoulders.
如果有政权，就是表示有一个国度。
A government refers to a kingdom.
所以这一个小孩子，他是这个国度的一个王。
And so this child is the king of a kingdom.
那我们仔细读哦，就知道这里所预言这一个小孩子，就是旧约圣经预言那个弥赛亚要降临。
And so as we continue reading this, we can know that this child is speaking of the Messiah to come.
所以我们在看整个人类历史里面有谁能够符合这个四个条件呢？
Who in human history is able to fulfill the four criteria laid out here?
第一个，他的名要叫做奇妙测试。
First of all, his name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
最奇妙的参谋 Counselor.
The most wonderful counselor.
智慧无穷。
It means that he has boundless wisdom.
有人的地方就有问题。
Where people are, there are always problems.
有神的地方就有答案。
But where God is, there are answers.
那神对人类问题的答案就是主耶稣本身。
The answer that God has given us.Is the Lord Jesus.
所以这个王他非常有智慧，他是奇妙的参谋。
This king is, has mighty wisdom. He is the wonderful counselor.
好，那第二个，他是全能的神。
And secondly, he is the mighty God.
全能哦，没有一件事情他做不了。
Because he is almighty, he is all powerful.
因为他就是神成为人来地上。
He is God come into the flesh as well.
那第三个。
And thirdly,
他是永在的父。
He is the eternal father.
一神就是众人的父。
God is the father of all.
这个父有两个意思。
And so, there are two meanings to the word father.
第一个，他是人类的来源。
First of all, he is the source of humankind.
第二个，他对人的爱。超越我们父母的爱。
Secondly, his love towards us surpasses the love of our own parents.
所以主耶稣来世界上就是要传达神对人的爱。
So Jesus came into this world to express the love of the Heavenly Father.
所以他的国度建立就是神的爱具体的实现。
His kingdom is the concrete expression of God's Love.
好，那最后一个，他是和平的君。
And lastly, he is the Prince of Peace.
他要来成就人跟神的和睦。
He will fulfill or complete the peace between God and man.
他也要来成就人跟人之间的和睦。
He will accomplish the peace between humankind.
那一旦有和睦，就有和平，所以他是和平的君。
When there is harmony, then there is peace. Therefore, he is the Prince of Peace.
好，我们再看第七节。
Let us read verse 7. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom.
这个第七节讲，他的政权与平安必增加无穷。
So it says that his government will increase.
为什么是增加无穷？
Why does it increase without end?
因为神的智慧、神的能力、神的爱、神无所不在，所以他的国度是没有限量的。
Because of his wisdom and his power and his love, there is no end to his government, to his kingdom.
接下去讲啊，他要在大卫的宝座治理他的国。
And it says that he will establish his kingdom on the throne of David.
然后他的国，然后以公平公义使国坚定稳固，直到永远。
To uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore.
世界上有哪一个国度是永远的呢？
Which kingdom in this world is everlasting?
你如果看人类的历史哦，最多几百年一个朝代就结束了。
In human history, at most, a kingdom may last several centuries.
但是这个国度哦，会坚定稳固直到永远。
But it says here that this kingdom will be established forever.
这个国度就是这个弥赛亚在做王啊，这个国度。
This is the kingdom where the Messiah reigns.
所以我们如果回到以赛亚书三十五章
，So if we return to Isaiah chapter 35,
当以色列百姓他们回到耶路撒冷来拜神。他所看到的是什么
？When the people of Israel returned to the city of Jerusalem, what did they see？
所以三十五章你可以看到一个很强烈的对比。
In chapter 35, we can see a very strong contrast。
那这个对比啊，就是在描写神的国度跟世界的对比。
And this contrast is a description of God's kingdom and the world。
那在这个对比里面 就可以看到说哇这个神的国度真的是非常的美好。
And when we see this contrast, we see just how wonderful God's kingdom truly is.
神的国度是无价的。
His kingdom is invaluable.
那我们今天被赎所以走在这一条道路上要来敬拜这一位荣耀的神。
And so as the redeemed, we will enter this kingdom through this highway.
那我们从世界回归进到这个神的国度，我们看到什么？
When we return to this kingdom from the world, what do we see?
这个就是以赛亚书三十五章所描写的。
This is what is described in Isaiah chapter 35.
那我们就来看当我们从世界回归到神的国度，我们看到什么？
When we turn from the world to this kingdom, what will we see?
好，我们先回来看三十五章的第一节。
Let's turn to Isaiah 35, verse 1.
请。
The wilderness and the desert will rejoice, and the desert will shout for joy and blossom like the crocus.
第二节。
Verse 2, it will blossom profusely and rejoice with joy and jubilation. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it.The majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God.
我们如果这个两节里面的话，你可以看到旷野还有干旱之地。
And so in these two verses, we see the wilderness and the desert.
这个旷野跟干旱之地啊，就是没有生命的地方。
The wilderness and the desert are places without life.
没有人要去，没有人要住的地方。
A place where nobody wants to live.
但是这个旷野跟干旱之地也可以讲这个还没有得到救恩这个世界。
So this wilderness and desert can also refer to the world that has not yet been saved.
当我们进到神的国度里面。
But when we enter into the kingdom of God.
我们就会感觉到这个是在改变的。
We will see that it is changing.
所以下面像玫瑰开花像开发繁盛地热上加热。
So it will blossom profusely and rejoice with joy.
你看我们在春天哦，有时候你到外面去走路哦，花真的很漂亮。
Sometimes when we're walking outside in the springtime, the flowers are so beautiful.
所以这个用最漂亮的花在描写，当一个人进到神的国度里面。那一种属灵的体验，这是好像花一样，非常的美。
So this chapter uses the most beautiful flowers to describe just how wonderful and how beautiful God's kingdom is.
世界上有很多负面的体验。
We see that there are many, many experiences in this negative experiences in this world.
但是当一个人一直往前迈进，要来亲近神的时候
，But as we walk forward and approach nearer to God.
我们就渐渐发现那个负面渐渐过去了，一切越来越好。
We gradually experience how the negative things pass away and things get better and better.
一个没有生命的现在变成好像花在开，非常漂亮。
What once was lifeless now is full of life and blooming.
这是一种属灵的体验。
And this is a spiritual experience.
这是一种属灵的看见。
This is a spiritual vision that we can see.
所以以赛亚书三十五章这里讲啊，主要是在讲灵界里面的这一种体验。
And so Isaiah chapter 35 is describing this kind of spiritual realm, spiritual experience.
那这里讲啊，利巴嫩的荣耀，利巴嫩出什么？
What is the glory of Lebanon?
香柏树。
The cedars.
这个香柏树长得又直又高。
The cedar trees were very straight and very tall.
代表它的生命力很旺盛。
And this represents how full of vitality they were.
那这个香柏树又是用来盖圣殿。
And this trees, the cedar trees were also used to build the temple.
所以我们来到了教会有时候我们看到人的生命力很旺盛。
And so when we come to church, we can also witness how full of life we are, the people are,
好像利巴嫩的香柏树。
They are like the cedars of Lebanon.
那些生命力旺盛的人就在神的殿里面当柱子。
And those whose lives are so abundant are like pillars in the church.
那下面讲到加密与沙伦的华美。
It also says the majesty of Carmel and Sharon.
有时候我们常常会看，有时候在看那个 YouTube 介绍美国最漂亮的国家公园。
And sometimes we can see videos of the most beautiful national parks.
如果你到过 Yosemite, 真的是很漂亮。
If you've ever visited Yosemite, it is truly a beautiful place.
或者你到过黄石公园。
Or Yellowstone.
这也真的非常漂亮。
They are all very marvelous places.
或者说Zion Park.
Or Zion National Park.
这个都是非常美的地方。
They are beautiful.
所以当一个人进到神的面前他所看到的。
So when a person comes before the Lord, what do they see?
就像当时他们看到加密跟沙伦那整个那种美那种神造的美就显现在前面。
It's like the majesty of Carmel and Sharon before them.
所以我们在神的面前要瞻仰神的荣美。
And so when we are standing before God, we must give glory to His beauty.
这个就是教会好的地方。
And this is where it's so wonderful in church.
那下面讲如果我们看第二节。
And let us also see in verse 2.
人要看见神的荣耀，我们神的华美。
They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God.
人生最大的满足是什么？
What is our greatest fulfillment in life?
如果我们曾经跟神有非常亲近的体验。
If we've ever experienced being very intimate with God.
祷告到最后好像跟神面对面在讲话。
If we've ever experienced praying to God as if we were speaking to Him face to face.
一辈子没有任何一个体验能够取代这种体验。
There is no other experience in this world that can replace that.
那我们刚出信的时候是认识神的恩典。
And when we first came to know God, we knew of His grace.
医我的病。
He healed our illnesses.
解除我的重担。
He took away our burdens.
找到 我要的工作。
He helped us find the work that we needed.
但是我们信仰不只是在这停在这个层面而已。
Our faith shouldn't stop at these things.
当我们在继续往前进。
If we continue to draw closer to God.
真的看到神的荣美。
Then we will truly see His glory and majesty.
你就发现哦。我们真的一生不会离开神。
And we will see that we will discover that we will never ever leave our God.
所以信仰在追求什么？
And so what is it that we pursue in our faith?
从外围来讲是追求神的恩典。
We are from the external perspective, we may be pursuing His grace.
但是当我们登堂入室，进到信仰的里面的时候，我们是在追求认识神，看到神的荣美。
When we have truly entered into the depths of our faith, we are truly pursuing His glory and His majesty.
所以为什么教会会吸引人？
And so why is it that the church will attract people to come?
教会会吸引人，是因为教会有神的同在。
The church attracts people to come because of the glory of God.
那有时候神的荣美就表现在信徒的身上。
And the glory of God can be seen or can be seen in our brothers and sisters.
所以神的荣耀就显现在这个教会里面。
This is how it is manifest in the church.
好，那我们现在看当我们到了神的面前。
So when we come before God,
我们将会有什么体验？
What will we experience?
我们看第三节。
Let us read verse 3. Strengthen the exhausted and make the feeble strong.
好，第四节。
Verse 4. Say to those with anxious heart, Take courage, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The retribution of God will come, but He will save you.
这个第三节跟第四节就在讲无力的妻要变成很坚固，软弱的手要变成很坚强，然后胆怯的人要刚强。
So verse 3 says that the feeble or exhausted knees will be strengthened and the feeble hands will be made strong.
我们在世界上常常会经历到很多的软弱。
And so when we are in this world, often we will experience weakness.
环境的改变会让我们感觉到软弱。
When our surroundings change, we may experience weakness.
我们遇到的困难会让我们软弱。
When we experience difficulty, we may experience weakness.
但是我们在信仰上可以经历在神里面的刚强。
But our faith can be established on the strength of God.
所以我们如果看那个保罗在传福音，
When we look at how Paul preached the gospel,
怎么有一个人这么刚强？
How could a person be so strong?
被石头打，好像快死掉一样。
He was stoned nearly to death.
人就把他拉出去到城外。
And people dragged him out to the outskirts of the city.
那保罗起来了。
But he got up again.
往下一个城，继续传福音。
And he went to the next city to continue preaching.
这是一个打不倒的人。
And so he was a person who could not be beaten down.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的身上有神的权柄跟能力。
Because in him, in his body was the strength of God and his power.
我们看初代的基督徒。
When we look at the early Christians.
使徒行传里面被逼迫。
In the book of Acts, we see how they were persecuted.
斯提凡被石头打死。
Stephen was stoned to death.
那耶路撒冷这群信徒都逃走了吗？
And did all the people, all the believers in Jerusalem then run away?
没有。
No.
他是从耶路撒冷开始移民。
They started to migrate from Jerusalem.
移民到安提阿。
To Antioch.
所走过的地方。
And wherever they went,
到处传福音，
they preached the gospel,
圣功兴旺，
and that is how the work of God prospered.
建立了安提阿教会，
they established the church in Antioch.
怎么有一群人逼迫患难没有办法打倒他们？
How is it that this group of people who were persecuted could not be beaten down?
因为神的权柄能力在他们身上，
because God's power and strength was upon them.
所以我们今天的信仰，
And so today in our faith,
不是强调我是什么人。
We cannot emphasize who we are.
我们都是软弱的。
We are all weak.
我们所强调是神的大能大力可以改变我们。
We must emphasize how the power and strength of God transforms us.
让我们能够承担过去所没有办法承担的责任。
So that we can bear up the responsibilities that we could not bear before.
让我们能够做过去没有办法走的一条路。
To walk the way that we could not walk before.
这是神的能力。
This is the power of God.
好，那我们再看第四节的下面。
Let's continue reading the second half of verse 4.
他来要拯救你们。
He will come to save you.
主耶稣来要救我们。
When the Lord Jesus comes, he came to save us.
最大就是要救我们脱离罪。
And most importantly, he came to save us from sin.
常常想为什么社会这么多问题。
And we often can consider why are there so many problems in society.
如果我们回到圣经来找答案。
If we come back to the Bible for the answer.
这个社会这么多问题主要是因为人的罪性。
There are so many problems in society ultimately because of human's sin.
罪是一种权势在控制人。
This is a kind of power that controls people.
使我们一起去做我们不想做的。
So that we cannot do the things that we want to do.
所以这个很难，这个很难改变。
This is very difficult to change.
所以有时候我常常听人在讲我真的很不喜欢我自己的个性。
And so we sometimes hear people say, I really don't like my personality.
这是真的，因为有时候人的个性有时候跟罪性是连在一起的。
That's because sometimes our personality is tied to our sin, our sinful nature.
当我们来到神的面前。
But when we come before God,
神会拯救我们。
But we know that God will save us.
所以我们就可以得到真正的自由。
We can obtain true freedom.
好的做得出来，坏的你可以不必需要做。
So that we can do the good we want to do, we will not do the evil which we do not want to do.
所以一个人如果真的很亲近神。
So if we truly are close to God,
你发现他很自由。
Then we will find that that person is free.
他也不需要抽烟。
They don't, they are free from smoking.
他也不需要喝酒。
They don't need to drink.
他也不需要吸毒。
They don't need to take drugs.
为什么他这些都不需要？
Why is it that they have none of these needs?
因为神救他。
Because God has saved them.
救他脱离罪性，所以他就自由了。
God has saved them from their sinful nature, and they have received freedom.
所以这个地方讲我们的神要来拯救我们，让我们得到真正的自由。
It says here that God will save us, and when he does, we will receive true freedom.
好，那我们再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
神不但要拯救我们，让我们得自由。
Not only will God save us so that we are free.
神要来改变我们。
God comes to transform us.
要改变什么？
What will he change?
如果我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5. Then the eyes of those who are blind will be opened, and the ears of those who are deaf will be unstopped.
第六节。
Verse 6. Then those who limp will leap like a deer.And the tongue of those who cannot speak will shout for joy, for waters will burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
这个第五节到第六节这是一种属灵的改变。
So 5 and 6 describe a spiritual transformation.
瞎子他的眼睛要睁开。
The eyes of the blind will be opened.
瞎子是什么？
What does it mean to be blind?
这个世界你看不见就是瞎子。
When you cannot see in this world, you are blind.
但是我们活在两个世界里面。
But we live in two worlds.
一个是物质世界。
One is the physical one.
所以大部分人眼睛都很好。
And so for many people, their eyes are fine.
所以头脑也很清楚。
They can see clearly.
他知道世界有什么价值。
They can see what value is in the world.
所以他看得很清楚，去抓住这些世界他认为最好的。
And so they grasp the things in this world that they see are of value.
问题是什么？
But what is the problem?
看得见是暂时的。
What we see in this world What is visible is temporary.
看不见是永远的。
What is invisible is eternal.
所以大部分人眼睛很好，但是他没有看到那看不见最好的世界。
So while the most part people may be able to see, what they cannot see are the invisible things that are eternal.
所以有时候人哦，如果活到五十岁、六十岁以后
，So for many people when they live to 50 or 60 years old,
你就开始想意义跟价值。
They will start to think about meaning and value.
我这样每天活着，我到底是为什么
？Why am I living？
哦，再来价值。
What is the value？
到底 人活在世界是价值是什么
？What is the value of life？
好、哦，当我们开始在想这两个问题
，When we start to consider these two questions，
世界没有答案呐、啊。
There is no answer we can find in this
world。一直到我们眼睛打开来
，It's only when our eyes are opened，
我们认识的神
，And we can see and know God。
我们从物质界进到灵界里面
，From the material world we enter into the spiritual world，
我们才知道这才是真正的价值。
Then we see what is truly of value。
这一种追求才是真正的意义。
What is truly meaningful to pursue？
那是永远的
，because it is eternal、
啊。所以瞎子眼睛可以开
，so the eyes of the blind will be opened、
啊。然后聋子耳朵能够开通
，the ears of those who are deaf will be unstopped。
这是什么
？What does that mean？
真的 有的人哦，你叫他来教会听道理哦，每一句话他都懂。
There are people, if you invite them to church, they come and listen every word they can understand.
哦，但是里面讲什么他听不懂。
But they cannot understand the meaning.
所以有一个慕道者啊，他以前在啊其他教会啊的基督徒。
So there was a truth seeker who was a believer or member in another church.
哦，他来教会慕道。第一天晚上，他说每个教会都一样。
And when he first came, the first night he said, every church is the same.
啊，每个教会都一样，欢迎你嘛，来教会聚会敬拜神。
Well, since every church is the same, then we welcome you to come to our church to worship with us.
啊，一直听到第三天晚上。
He continued listening until the third evening.
神开他的耳朵。
And God opened his ears.
他就觉得这个教会不同。
And then he discovered this church is different.
那在第三天呢？啊、他就得圣灵了。
On the third evening, he received the Holy Spirit.
哦，那接下去、啊、他就受洗了。
And then after that, he received baptism.
哦，那从听不懂，没有办法明白，到忽然间听得明白。
So from not understanding to suddenly understanding.
这个就是神的工作。
This is the work of God.、
哦、神开他的耳朵。
God opened his ears.
哦，那接下去。
Let us continue reading.
啊。第六节
，Verse 6，
瘸子被跳药向路，啊，哑巴的舌头不能歌，必能歌唱。这个瘸子是什么
？What does the limp refer to？、
啊、瘸子就是不能走路。
Those who are lame cannot walk。
你告诉他哦，这一条路，你这走就可以到公园。
If you tell a person you can take this road and walk all the way to the park，
但是。他就是没有办法走路啊。
But if they are lame, they cannot walk.
这个就是瘸子。
This is what it means to be
公园很漂亮啊。
Lame. Even though the park is very beautiful,
你没有办法走路，你都达不到那里啊。
If they are lame, how can they reach the park?
哦，教会很好啊。
If the church is wonderful,
教会有神的同在啊。
And church has the abidance of God.
但是你就是走不到教会。
But they are unable to walk to church.
哦，那现在。他现在可以起来走路。
But now they can walk.
所以当一个人、哦、他可以来行神的道。
So if a person is able to walk the way of God,
他的生活就改变了。
Then his life will be changed.
他的生命也改变了。
His life will transform.
就越来越好。
To become better and better.
那如果我们再看下面。
And if we continue reading,
哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
Those who are mute will will shout for joy.
哑巴就是不会讲话。
Those who are mute cannot speak.
我自己也觉得说，我高中以前呢很少讲话。
I often reflect how before high school I seldom spoke.
我就想到当传道要讲话。
And when I think about how can a preacher speak,
我到现在还一直在学习啊。
I'm still learning how to speak.
但是至少我在那正在讲台上有话可以讲。
But at least on the pulpit, I have words to say.
那是什么？就是神开我的嘴巴吧。
Why? Because God has opened my mouth.
那神给我他的讯息。
God has given me his message.
所以我就可以奉主耶稣的名在这里讲话。
So that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I can open my mouth and speak.
不然我的个性真的没有办法当传道。
Otherwise, with my personality, I couldn't be a preacher.
这就是神的工作。
But this is the work of God.
好，那我们再来看。下面啊
Let's continue reading.
第六节的下面。
On the second, the last part of verse 6.
旷野必有水发出，沙漠有河涌出来。
The waters will burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
一旦有水流过去啊，百物就开始滋长。
Wherever waters flow, living things grow.
我今天开车到 Sacramento 来。
When I was driving on the way to Sacramento today,
开这个 freeway 旁边的小路。
We were driving down small roads.
那很多的农田啊。
And there were many agricultural fields.
种很多的果树。
That were growing all different kinds of fruit trees.
你发现都有一条水沟流过去。
And you'll find that there's always a canal, an irrigation canal.
那些水沟流过去，有水，百物就滋长。
And where the water flows, all of these living things grow.
对，我们的心啊，如果有神的河水流过去。
So if in our hearts we have the living water of God flow through.
然后这个神的话，这个种子啊，就会开始发芽，开始生长。
Word of God is like seeds that will sprout.In our heart.
所以人的心呢，就越来越丰盛。
So that our hearts become even more abundant.
钱多吗？没有。
Even though we may not have a lot of
money. 物质很多吗？没有。
Even though we may not have a lot of material goods.
但是内心的这种平安跟喜乐越来越丰盛。
The peace and the joy inside of us is ever growing.
这就是一种属灵的改变。
And this is a spiritual transformation.
就是在往弥赛亚这一条路上啊，国度的这一条路上，我们要看到，我们要经验过的。
This is what we will see and experience as we are walking on the highway of Messiah.
好，我们看第八节啊。
Let's read verse 8.
下半一句啊，行路的人虽然愚昧，不至于失迷。
The fools will not wander on it.
为什么不至于失迷？
Why will they not wander on it?
你看哦，我们这个天国路哦，不好走。
This highway to heaven is not easy to travel on.
有时候哦，一个人啊，头脑好像不是很聪明啊，反而他信仰可以走到最后。
Someone who may not seem very bright can often still complete this route.
我一直在想我自己的侍奉。
When I think about my own service,
我是非常普通的人。
I was a very ordinary person.
但是我一直走到现在。
But I've walked this road until now.
因为一个人觉得自己很普通，我们就一直求告神。
Because if we see ourselves as ordinary, we will always rely upon God.
那神就会带领我们的路。
If we do, then God will always lead our way.
所以这一条路哈，如果我们真的靠神哦，你不会迷失啊。
So if we truly rely on God as we walk this highway, we will never get lost.
神的话在引导我们。
Because God's word will always lead us.
圣灵在感动我们。
His Holy Spirit will always move us.
这个两个哈，让我们不会迷失。
These two things will never allow us to get lost.
要天天来聚会。
So if we come to worship every day,
有一些讯息虽然很熟悉啊,
even though there are messages that are very familiar,
啊, 那你一直听听, 但是最后你这个讯息啊, 就变成你思想的一部分。
These messages will gradually become a part of our thinking.
那我们如果常常祷告
and if we continue to pray constantly,
被圣灵充满
and are filled with His Holy Spirit,
有时候你想错走错圣灵会感动你让你很忧伤你又 再走回来
Sometimes when we, our thoughts go astray or, we walk astray, the Holy Spirit will cause us to grieve and return.
好我们看第十节
Let us read verse 10. And the redeemed of the Lord,will return and come to Zion with joyful shouting, and everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
这里讲哈，神救赎的民要归回歌唱来到西安。
The redeemed of the Lord will return to Zion with joyful shouting.
西安是哪里？
Where is Zion?
就是神的居所。
The dwelling place of God.
今天就是教会。
And that is the church today.
所以我们用圣经的蓝图来盖我们的教会。
We are building the church with the blueprint of God, of the Bible.
有一天我们会看到神越来越与我们教会同在。
And we will see how the, God's abidance will be ever more with us.
这个时刻你就发现了你来到教会不想走。
And in that moment, we will discover when we come to church, we will never want to leave.
你走了还想回来。
When we leave, we still want to return.
那是什么在吸引我们呢？
What is it that attracts us?
因为神充满在教会。
God's abidance is in the church.
这个就是我们的吸引。
And this is our faith.
那当我们感觉到神充满这个教会
And when we experience how God fills this church,
那我们来教会敬拜神就是歌唱来非常喜乐而来
When we come to worship Him, we are full of gladness and joy and singing.
并且我们来到这里忧愁叹息尽都逃避
When we come, our sorrows and sighing will flee away.
因为神会安慰我们
Because God comforts us.
所以这首诗篇呢、这首以赛亚书三十五章就是在讲一个神的国度实现人的体验。
So Isaiah chapter 35 describes how God's kingdom is manifest and how we experience it.
那个国度就是今天的真教会。
And that kingdom is manifest in the true church today.
好我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
158首
158